What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
We're rolling.
We're rolling.
I can't go that low.
That was a jump. I could go pretty low. I can't go high though.
Don't tempt me.
I'm a low boy. Wait, you literally gotta open up the lips. How do you think Toni Braxton did it? And then you gotta let the nose flare.
Toni was a goat, man. Toni is a goat.
She is the goat. What? She is the goat. Bark.
She sounded just like that. You was like, that was good. You was like, that would be like
bark. She sounded just like that.
Not
she
too fine. Much.
Not Toni. Do much on Toni.
Not too much on Toni. I was jamming to her the other day. Love should have brought you home. You should have been with me. You're not even saying words. You're so annoying. Get off me.
It's the melody for me.
She's not even saying anything.
Neither was she.
Yes, she was.
What'd she say?
He wasn't man enough for me.
It's like, for sure. I don't know what she said. I love it.
Sounds good.
It was the last
note. It sounds
good.
Do it again.
No, we're hitting hand of murder.
That really, you really
it
didn't
really
say
take it all about that.
She didn't say nothing.
It's hilarious.
Woo!
All right.
I am B. Simone.
Oh, we are already rolling? Of course we are. Damn cameras.
These are never off.
You guys are Megan Ashley. You guys are workaholics.
You know what, though? Really?
We don't be doing
only workaholics
shit.
On one day.
Yeah.
It's a full day, though. It's a full day.
It's a full day of energy.
It is. You know what we should do? A vow of silence the day before recording.
That's smart.
Just be quiet all day and then
come ready, guns blazing.
When the cameras go up,
save your voice.
I'm like,
I have a lot to say. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. And I stubbed my toe yesterday. I couldn't say nothing.
Seriously, I couldn't say nothing?
That's hard.
That's cool.
That's hard. Have you ever tried that?
Let's try it.
No, I've never done a vow of silence before.
I seen that on TV the other day.
Maybe I have and just didn't know.
You're like, I just stopped talking to that bitch. Okay.
I do silent car rides all the time.
For sure.
You're silent in car rides?
Sometimes. I'd be so deep in thought. Mm-hmm. I'll get to my location and be like.
Forgot that you were driving.
Yeah, how did we get here? Yeah. I was thinking the whole time and the music was off. Weirdo.
Weird.
Yeah.
But weird. That's not, though. I think that's healthy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Allowing yourself silence.
To just think. There's thoughts going the whole time.
Yep.
Like, what do you have going on?
Or even trying Isn't to steal weird? Your mind.
Isn't it weird that you don't need thinking music? Of things that you don't even know you're thinking
yeah.
of?
Yeah.
Like, things are getting imparted in you.
Yep.
Yeah.
At all you're times. Not even aware.
Yeah.
Like 60,000, I think the average is like 66,000 thoughts a day.
That's a lot.
On average.
I believe it though.
And then think about creative people.
It's over for us.
I wanted to do this.
Lately, I've been having to like write things down because, you're not forget. Lately, but yeah. like, you know,
it's a
just
lot.
Like, because it's a lot of tabs that are open. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's lots of things that need to be done. And I just need to, so the help has been with all those creative thoughts. You got to write them down. So then when you check them off, it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you can just shut up and just lay down and then really rest and not like overthink things.
Yep.
My laptop, my Safari is an accurate depiction of my brain.
Crazy.
Tabs.
Oh,
tabs.
I just got a new laptop. It's open right now.
Tabs.
Think.
Why are you
And I'm
so
like, let me not put them away
them.
Because
yeah, I might need,
I need
it.
I'm going to need it and I don't want to have to sign back in and lose the password that doesn't save with the thing.
Yep.
That
yeah.
They say they connect. They don't.
They don't. Yep.
I got a new phone. They didn't connect.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Some
of them didn't. Some of them really didn't. I had to get a new computer. None of my passwords were in there.
It's because... Or the password that's like, do you want to... Okay, let me add a new password. You put in a new password. You can't use your old password.
It's...
Well, then I know the password.
Yo, that is pet peeve.
This is the right password.
Pet peeve. Omar would just be like, just add a new one. And I'm like, I don't want to have to go through this process again.
Who's Omar? For the people that don't know you, let me see your ring.
Well, hello. Hello. His name is Omar. I got a crush on him. I got a crush on a man with some dreads. Aww. And he live out in L.A.
Y'all, this is Candace, our friend from L.A.
From L.A., sunny L.A.
Virtual claps, virtual snaps. And she is here.
If you guys don't know Candace, go Google her.
Literally.
I wonder what would come up. Just no home, random homegirl. No. She has a very... steep resume.
Wow, what?
She has made a name for herself in her own right. So
dancer, entrepreneur, actress.
Yeah.
It started from dance and then it kind of just like floated around from there. And the creative brain that we were talking about is just like all over the place. So I literally do it all, but performance and arts, and as long as I'm being creative, I'm happy. Yeah. So
give us a little check marks of things you've done in the dance world.
In the dance world, I've danced on tour for a lot of awesome artists.
You're like, ain't no names, ain't no free promo.
That's what it is. It's different now. You gotta pay for that.
Right. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I've gotten to dance with some of the greats, like Nicki Minaj. I went on tour with her. Went on tour with Pitbull. I used to dance with Pharrell around the world, the best. NERD, listen, hands down, NERD. And yeah, just like my first tour ever. So that was like mind-blowing to me that I could actually do something like that, learn and go around the world for free on somebody else's dime and then have like the best camp, you know what I mean? And just dance for a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of award shows and made a living, a real living off of dancing, something I saw on TV when I was a kid and I was able to do, and it was like the end all be all for me to be able to dance with the greats and also become an artist of my own. So I had a section of my life where I was a whole pop star, signed to Island Def Jam, and I was dancing on tour with Nicki, but I was signed as a artist to Island Def Jam with a girl group.
And that leads to how we met.
We were like, hey girl, you do some harmonies. Let's have some fun. I came to Atlanta to do some music. And I ran into you at the club, girl. And she was hilarious. I remember the first day I met you, you were hopping up on the table. It was like a white party for 4th of July or something like that.
Atlanta.
Years ago. Atlanta.
If I was on a table, it was years ago.
Atlanta.
I still might be on a table.
No, but it was the funniest thing. And I just remember not having any friends here at all. I was so lost. I was born and raised in Miami, went to LA, and now I'm in Atlanta. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Trying to do music, and I meet this funny girl, and you just were so bright, such a bright light, and so sweet. And I'm like, can we be friends? I kind of like you, and I think you're really cool. And she was like, cool. I've been following you for years. Let's go.
I was waiting for her to talk to me. I'm like, is that her?
I love it.
I think I saw her. Oh, my God. She's so freaking pretty. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to be a fan.
And then I'm, like, obsessed with her. So I'm like, can you come over? Can we do some things together? Like, let's shoot some videos. And then we started making funny videos together. I'm not a comedian.
Well, this is... Nah, she said we made funny videos together. She had me dancing in the video.
Leave it to me to make all my friends dance.
And then it became a dance video. And then that's what made it funny, because I was off.
No, you're so good at dance, and you underestimate yourself every time, and I'm going to need you to embrace.
No, it was fun. I could
pull these videos up. We're going to
I made you. I was like, Candace, I'm not doing the backflip. What is an alternative?
And then we picked this step. And then this step has been in the game forever, and now... It's like a real signature.
That's how we met.
And one of the best relationships I've had over the years, realist. And I appreciate you. And I just want to say, you guys, I'm so happy to be here. You guys, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're really out here killing it. And everything you put your hands on turns to gold. Thank and I don't you. Take that Thank for granted. So Thank calling you. Me... I'm here literally on the next flight.
Yeah.
She's like today.
Today. Yeah. Debacle to get here. I'm proud of y'all. And what you're doing just in the industry and the culture for women, for men too, you know. Yeah. People share your stuff. Yeah. I need you to know, even all the way out there, we see it, you know, in California. So keep it up. And I'm just honored to be here with you.
And I wanted to talk about that because I think all of us have been through that. Like, you dancing and shifting into an entrepreneur, stopping dance for numerous reasons that you can talk about, doing music and being like, frustrated and this and that, and being like, you know what? I'm taking my career into my own hands, or maybe that's not what God called me to do. Yeah. But Megan, she was a stay-at-home mom. Yeah. She worked for Nordstrom, did makeup. Now she's an entrepreneur. Crazy. She's her own brand. She's the face of the brand
now. We could do anything like, we want
to
do.
Yeah. Just how all of our careers have shifted. I moved to Atlanta for music. Mm-hmm. I was in girl groups. Yeah. And now I'm like, I still love music. I could get in the studio with the legends right now if I called them and did it. But it's like, that's more of a hobby, and I might do it just because I love it one day, but like how my purpose has shifted. Yeah. I think all of us have been through that.
Yeah, and obviously we'll get into it. You have a book that's coming out, which is like
literally today.
This is like a major deal. Like, by the time you guys see it, it'll be available. And obviously we'll talk about that for sure. But it's like, had you not have, like, you might have always went through what your book is about, you probably would have always went through that, whether you danced or whether you were entertainment or not. But God allowing you to go through those seasons of going through dance and us to build an audience, to build a name for yourself and do something that you like, just to get you ready, because I'm going to allow this thing called PCOS. PCOS. I'm going to allow this thing to afflict you, not to harm you, but to put you in a position where you can help other people. Ooh, by what you're going. You see what I'm saying? But dance, it's like dance and a condition,
it doesn't make sense to me for the whole time. I'll be lying if I told you like this was the vision from the beginning and I had it all figured out and planned out. The transition and the journey has been wild. Literally, imagine you train in the mirror since you're a kid. You wear certain clothing to show your body because you have to get in tune with your body in a different way. Mm. You're locked in. Mm. I knew my tempo. I still know my body extremely well. To all of a sudden, completely losing control. And for the people that don't know what PCOS is, polycystic ovarian syndrome. It affects 1 out of 5 women. It's a series of symptoms. So it's not a disease because it's not one specific thing that's happening. It's a series of symptoms. So it goes undiagnosed all the time. You want to know what the symptoms are? Some of the symptoms are irregular periods when women have, you know, their menstruation comes either super late or super early, just kind of off. Excess weight gain, uncontrollable weight gain, hormonal acne, excess hair in places that
women are not supposed to have hair.
For sure.
This mustache is not supposed to really be like this. Bae caught me waxing underneath the chin the other day, and he's like, what are you doing?
You're like, shut it off.
I'm like, literally, I'm like, close the door. You're not supposed to be in here. So embarrassing. It's really not the sexiest of diagnosis. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
Yeah.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
And then hair loss, so in your head and stuff like that. It's just like not fun. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time when I wasn't diagnosed and I started feeling crazy things happen to my body and not being able to control it, especially in a space where I'm in the music industry.
And a lot of your image is
what I know, yeah, which is my body.
Yeah.
And it's in way, of course, it could be a sexy thing or it could be just like being in tune, like a womanly thing. Like you want to feel like the best version of yourself. Yeah. Weight or not.
Yeah.
I want to know my body. I want to be able to control it. And if I want to gain weight for a role, if I have to, for a movie or something, I want to be able to do that. And if I want to lose it, I should be able to do that. Yeah. I want to be the healthiest version of myself at all times. Mm. And not being able to control that, honey.
Drove you nuts.
Whoa. Nuts. Whoa. Where is this coming from? Yeah. What is happening? And I'm at that point when I was going through it, I think I might have been just engaged, or I think right before I've been with Omar for like 6 years now, and just lost, completely confused. He didn't know what to do. He's an athlete, so he's like, "You need to run more. You need to sweat a little bit more."
I am running.
We're doing two workouts a day. Where my skin is breaking up. I didn't eat anything different. I don't know what's going on. Okay, so then let's go completely vegan. Let's go keto. Let's do paleo. I did everything. Literally nothing was working. Mm-hmm. Going to doctors, they're giving me back paperwork talking about, "You're fine. All your paperwork is coming back. You're perfectly healthy."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That killed me.
Yeah.
Over and over. I'm like, you guys, I know my body. Nobody's listening to me.
Something is different.
Something's going on. So finally finding a doctor in LA. Her name is Dr. Tai Eliabadi. She's actually forwarding the book.
Really?
Yes. That's awesome.
I went to, you introduced me to her. Technically, I was diagnosed with PCOS too.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's different stages. So if you have like 3 out of the 5 or 2 out of the 5 symptoms, then you're technically diagnosed with it.
But it's different levels.
There's different levels. Okay. And there's different, like I have insulin resistance. So my blood, like whenever I eat something, instead of it turning into energy, it turns into fat. Like that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. I can't stress anything. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, stress creates fat. I'm now at a place where fat is not like my end all be all. I've been diagnosed with this for forever now. It's up and down, and I've accepted where I'm at and understanding. I'm trying to reverse it. This is my
naturally
new goal. I'm trying to reverse it. I'm thankful for the medication that has been given to me. I have used medication. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about Ozempic right now, and all
online. I
was
on Ozempic for a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I was in and out. She prescribed it to me because she's like, "You really have PCOS, and like, there's no cure for it." So with her telling me that and giving me the information, I had a moment of like, I cried. Right? It's a moment of, damn. And it's the number one reason for infertility. I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. I just got engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm here to be a mother and a wife and have a family and have a career.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me
you're, I could both possibly, are affected.
Yeah.
Two things.
This is my career, my image, my life, granted, my marriage.
I'm still alive. I'm still breathing and I'm still thankful and all the things. But this is this is some heavy information I was not ready for. I thought we were going to come in and be able to fix it. And then getting the medication, now being on it and off of it and understanding, I feel like the medication was important for me because it helped me mentally, because I've never really been didn't think I had mental health problems growing up, to be honest. I grew up in a really amazing home, loving family, food cooked.
Until something affected something affected your mental. Mm-hmm.
And then that was
heavy for you.
What is happening here? Yeah. How do I manage this?
Yep.
What? I moved out to LA all the way from Miami. I moved across country. I've managed to do everything. I haven't really had a job my whole life. I came and danced for people. I'm 17 years old. I'm dancing for Diddy at the MTV Music Awards. Like, everything has gone according to plan. Mm-hmm. And having that shift kind of just come in, and it really made me have to relearn everything about myself. I had to go in and like learn about what it means to have something like this that doctors say is not curable.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Now I gotta see what my options are. So medication for me, speaking about Ozempic, because I know people have lots of questions about it. It's the talk of the town. All the celebrities are on it. And you know, for women like us with PCOS, it's definitely necessary. People with diabetes, it's necessary. Mm-hmm. We are prone to get diabetes, women with PCOS. So like it's a preventative, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I want to heal myself. I don't want a Band-Aid all the time. It's okay. I say all of this to say, like, it's okay to be in the journey, to learn the process. Mm-hmm. It's okay to figure out what you need to make it to the next day. Because there was days I was waking up and I couldn't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. Why? Oh, because I couldn't fit into the clothes, because my skin was freaking out. I didn't feel good. I'm trying to be here for my fiance. I'm trying to be a good wife. I'm going into being a good wife. I can't even provide that for my man. I can't even feel myself, feel like the highest version of myself. Something's wrong. I need to figure this out. So I ended up going to Dr. Sebi's village in Honduras to kind of really get down
to
it.
That was crazy.
That was
wild. I watched the whole thing. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh.
Cool. It was so cool, because I felt really blessed, because like I said, I'm not going to keep mentioning him, but like I genuinely went with Omar, and I wouldn't have been able to do, like, I don't think I would have been able to do it without him, because
we gonna talk about Omar now. We gonna get that to the relationship.
He's got nothing to like heal in that sense. Like, he's not dealing with PCOS. He could lose weight we will eat the same thing and he'll lose like 7 pounds that week, and I'll literally gain 7 pounds. Wow. And we're eating the same thing.
Same exact thing.
But he also is dealing with like post-football things. So it's like arthritis and like, you know, head trauma to the head every time. When football is a crazy sport, and like mental health situations.
Yeah.
So we both had some healing to do. Mm. So we decided to head over to Dr. Sebi's and just test it. Like
let's see.
I want to learn. Yeah. I want to learn both ways, because the doctors are trained a certain way with certain school and with a certain curriculum. And then you have herbalists that have no certification. Did you guys know that herbalists?
They just study herbs.
They study. And no, I'm here for that, because it's from the earth.
Yeah.
Somebody's been healing somebody for years without this Ozempic play on the side.
Yep.
$1,200 Ozempic.
Okay.
For sure.
It's not a baby. Uh-huh. So just like learning both sides and kind of just finding what works for me. And after doing a hella testing and things like that, I feel like I finally have gotten my life back together, going to different specialists in their fields. I'm not a doctor, nor do I want to be a doctor. Yeah. I'm simply somebody, an artist that got diagnosed with PCOS. And I'm telling my story, and it's helping women.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if I can help one person with this book, I've done my job, and I can continue on and continue another project, because I'm going to keep coming, because I'm an artist, and it's going to just keep flowing out of me. But this one is the most impactful thing I think I've ever done to date. Like you said, started from dance. Mm-hmm. So, and we're here. Like, I think it literally like got me here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like social media following started from dance moves.
Yeah.
Going viral for doing something I've done in my sleep my whole entire life. It was almost Like, why y'all like dance all of a sudden? We're always the background.
Mm. Is that one of the reasons why you moved from dance? Like, do you feel like that field was so hard, just being y'all being overlooked, the pay?
Oh, the pay, like, the pay 100%. Even being like a NBA dancer, like, I used to always be like, what's the pay? 75 a show. I 17 years old. I'm like, I can't do that. How am I supposed to? I got a new car. I got a new Celica I'm trying to pay for. I'm not gonna be able to pay my mom for that if I'm making that much. And growing up in Miami, that's another thing. It's like there was no union at the time. Yeah. There was no like safety net for us. So like we would get paid maybe $250 max, $300. But then they wouldn't pay us for 2 or 3 months at a time. So like you can't have a dance job in Miami when I was growing up, like, consistently, because you don't know when you're gonna get paid, because Univision ain't gonna pay you until they want to. Yeah. So I did one gig in LA when I was 17. It was for Diddy and the MTV Music Awards, and I had to get my mom to co-sign and everything. I remember being like, I am grown. Like, this is crazy. This is my first gig. We got paid 2 weeks later, and it was like a good $800-something check, and I was like, this makes sense to me. There's some type of union and things like that. Did that whole thing, went on tour, did all the things. And then, yeah, you learn along the way. You dance for certain people that you learn that you what you want to be around and what you don't want to be around.
Ooh, yeah.
And nice. And just okay, kind of just like, learning from the greats. Learning from,
for you again.
Learning from the greats and seeing like what you want to be. And I've always known, like, this isn't it. I've always seen J-Lo and been like, she's got to dance, she got to do acting, she got to do singing, and she gets to have a perfume, and she gets to do all the things.
Do all of it, yeah.
I was very much so living off of whatever I used to see on TV. So like, representation has always been really big for me. So dream big, that kind of thing. So yeah, I was like, I'm gonna just move to LA and figure it out. So yeah, moving from dance to entrepreneurship, social media got me here. I thank social media. People say what they want about it. It changed my life.
Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I don't think it's something that I would probably, I don't know. I'm always going to use it as a tool. I enjoy it. I'm real on it. I've been real on it since the beginning. Like I said, I would be doing dance rehearsals and then things would go up. It's not like I was doing anything unauthentic. But understanding, like, y'all are gonna follow what I'm doing. I'm not gonna do nothing that I have to like go out of my way or be a different person to like try to impress. So I think the key with social media sometimes is just like,
stay true to who you are.
Stay true to who you are. Yeah. Here we are with the book. This is the best selling. I'm almost sold out, and it's the first day.
That's crazy.
Candace.
It's a book. We're reading. Like, I'm nice. Mind blown. I'm mind blown. And this is a part of the story. Like, I couldn't make this up, you know? So
what is it, what is all in there? Just, I know your journey of PCOS, but is it like food tips? Is it?
It's a collection of everything I wish I had when I first got diagnosed. The doctor tells you you're sick, they give you medication, and they're like,
bye.
You know, take it, and this is the information. Good luck, because this is, you know, there's no cure. So I did digging, right? So I sought out specialists from every single field. So for my skin issues, skin specialist. For the doctor, for the weight gain, the doctor for that with my OBGYN.
Wow.
Food, reaching out to chefs, alkaline chefs. Going, when I went to Honduras, I learned so much about the alkaline food and the sea moss and all the herbs, and we would have to stop eating at certain times, and the alkaline water, which was a high on the pH level, which makes your body regenerate by itself. Your body naturally wants to regenerate itself. Let me say that one more time. Your body naturally wants to regenerate itself. When you get a cut, it regenerates itself. But when you put things in your body that don't help them communicate, it makes it harder. So my body naturally, I know I'm healthy. I know my body wants to be healthy. So I'm going to do what I can under my control to put into my body so that it can regenerate and make it come together and be the highest version of myself. So that's what's in the book. I got dope recipes. My brother's a chef.
I haven't even seen it.
My brother's a chef, right? Culinary job out. Shout out to my brother, Christopher.
Come on. The book looks so good.
We got recipes good. In there, like, I from, like, Haitian tassel. Food to Peruvian Come food. On.
Bookmark.
I it's a little bookmark that. With a little QR code on the back.
Oh, it's so good, TT.
Thank you. And I have an alkaline list on there. Show them my skin. Show them. I'm not making this up.
Girl.
It's crazy.
Just in my 30s having acne. So fun. So fun.
And that came out of nowhere. Like, you've never had acne before.
No, I had it when I was 16. Like right, teenager. Right up in here. Yeah, wow. Like normal hormonal stuff. And then we have a planner in the back so you can be on your road to reversal. Like, set your goals because, you know, I've been writing down.
I really love the black pages.
Like, thank you. I wanted to do something sexy. I'm glad you said it. Ooh. Before and afters don't play.
Wow. I'm so proud of you for...
Thank you.
Putting that out because I know how during that time...
Couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Uncomfortable and the insecurities, and but you showing that, you know?
It's the background of dance that you come out on stage when you're ready. That's the wall I had to drop. Like, I grew up knowing, like, you don't go out on stage, you don't go peek out into the audience until you're ready, until you're going out on stage, until you're or her. This was a battle for me. Mm. This took some time because I couldn't.
Wow.
I couldn't. Do it.
This is dope, Candace.
Thank you. And it's for women that, you know, even if you don't have PCOS, it's good to just balance your hormones and just
just know healthier
connect. And the recipes are fire, you guys. Like, we cook every day now.
Did we order already? Okay, it's coming.
Yeah. I want some.
You got workouts in here.
We got workouts in there too. Because I asked my audience, I asked them, I said, what do you guys want to know? Since I'm out here
showing y'all the tackling PCOS,
tackling these symptoms, and they came flooding in, and I literally took the questions and I answered them in the book,
all in the book.
Yeah, and this is a collaborative book, so it's all information from different places that provided information, scientists, doctors.
Wow.
It's not me just like being a doctor. No.
Yeah.
It's me pulling the information all in one place so that everything PCOS is in one hub, and that way you don't have to go searching a million places. That's what I had to do.
Yeah.
So I just grabbed it from elsewhere and put it in
one place
and made it easier for everyone. And so it doesn't have to be book? They could get it at PCOSwithCandace.com.
So cool. I can't believe it. It's cool.
It's out. It's exciting.
Ladies,
and it's a hard
check
copy.
It out. If you
and
have those symptoms, you might have PCOS. Yeah. Like I said, I was diagnosed with PCOS after I went to Candace's doctor.
1 out of 5 women have it.
Yeah.
You're not a weirdo.
And I've been able to maintain my weight without medication for a year now. Thank
Which
God.
Is great.
Which
B.
is great.
But you've been eating cleaner. You've been more.
Yeah, but not perfect. I know. But I've been on it. Like, and something that I feel like that's helped me a lot is the daily vitamins.
Yes.
Like, but a super schedule of what you need specifically. Like, I had gut issues, then my liver, then this. I got my eyes tested. Like, y'all have to get your body tested for you.
It literally says that in there where we went to Regenix, a place in LA where I did a food panel test. Allergies, inflammation, things that, even down to that. So you can have PCOS, but you could be allergic to blueberries and I'm allergic to strawberries.
Yeah.
So you gotta tailor
eating,
it.
Yeah. Healthy.
You gotta tailor it to yourself.
Yeah.
It's just a good guide, a good base. All the resources, matcha companies that I love, like Muy Matcha, I put that in there because that's one of my favorite brands. Yes. Like, I was not gatekeeping at all. Like, anything that I found out, it's all in there. Yeah. So. And I'm happy that you tackled that for the most part. That's hard.
I mean, I haven't done nearly what you've done.
No,
but... You get what I'm saying? It's just kind of been a miracle that, you know...
But that's...
I fluctuate 10 pounds, though.
Same thing.
It fluctuates.
And I haven't reversed it yet. I haven't completely reversed it. I'm still living with it. Yeah. You guys, I'm bloated right now.
Yeah.
But I have regulated my menstrual. I have cleared my skin.
Wow.
I have lost weight.
Wow.
You know, my hair is... not this long, but it's long.
It ain't this long. Not, this ain't my this, hair, this, but...
Shout out to Malaika.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've managed my symptoms, and I'm holding on to them, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to reverse this thing, and when I do, I'm going to just be so happy. I'm going to be so happy.
I'm so proud of you.
I think the biggest takeaway is just being an advocate for yourself, and, you know, if a doctor doesn't know, because you're going to get doctors that are saying... You're fine. Or you'll get doctors that will
shove a diagnosis down your throat.
Yeah, they told me you need to take your uterus out. This is never going to be fixed for you. Just take your uterus out. Like, that's your only option right now. Mm-hmm. So it's just about the idea of advocating for yourself and taking Like, maybe this isn't my fault, but it is my responsibility because it's mine.
Yes.
So I'm going to exhaust every possibility, every option until I feel comfortable and whole again.
Yes.
I think that's the thing. It's the to
happiness.
Feel whole again.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't be the size I want to be. I won't, you know, be able to do the things I used to do, but I need to feel whole again.
Yeah.
I don't need to, I just need to be whole.
And have peace and happiness throughout it.
100%.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, the weight is going to come and go. What am I really tripping about, though?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, certain things you kind of just...
Like, if I'm healthy...
If I'm healthy and I'm feeling good, my energy level has changed. I don't need coffee anymore. I used to be a coffee girl, y'all. Mm. I wouldn't go to rehearsals or anything like that without, like, an espresso and a whole thing of coffee.
What you about to say?
Body odor on nothing. On water. On roses. I smell like roses all the time. I never smelled before, but
you're like, I mean, there's
there might have been. I might have because the way I'm smelling now, like, it's just
I've
like
never
I've
day.
Never.
Yeah.
So I'm even. I feel even healthier. I feel even more vibrant, and it's done amazing. So just don't give up on yourself because at the end of the day, like, just
you gotta be your best.
You gotta feel good because if you don't feel good, nobody else is gonna feel good around you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that ring. Let's talk about that.
What about it? Oh my God. I can't believe I'm engaged. And I'm getting married in like 2 weeks.
She's literally getting married in 2 weeks.
Is it in 2 weeks?
It is.
Oh my God.
But tell you the rundown.
Because it's not like we're not like your friends and family.
No, it's this. We're going to have a huge wedding next year.
Okay.
We have our August 18th date that we do not want to let go of because he asked me out August 18th 6 years ago. He proposed on August 18th, 2 years ago, and we were not about to
Has
let...
It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
Years.
Tell me about it. I'm not missing it again. I'm not.
Two.
I feel like that was...
Yesterday.
Literally.
Same. Well, not really. It felt like 2 years. I'm like, when are we getting married, boy? So he was like, I mean, let's just go to the courthouse then. Because if we want to do it now, let's do it now. All right, then. Don't play with me, boy. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So we don't want to wait. We want to have the big wedding, but we also want to, like, own our home. We want to
be married.
Be married and have our children. I don't want to go get married and then come back to the house that we're renting.
Yeah.
Mm. I would like to come back to our home that we own.
Yeah.
This is personal preference. Everybody has their thing.
Listen, I got married in the courthouse, and I wouldn't have changed a thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. But I'm also, but I'm also like Haitian princess mama. Like,
Candace wants to do a routine and a day. And
I'm actually
in the back,
not
like,
gonna do it. I'm not doing that. I'm not gonna do it.
But I'm saying, you know,
I
like,
want the
you
things.
Want the bells and the whistles.
Because I grew up just always envisioning it and just wanting that. But right now, being older, not like moving off of my 7-year-old self.
For sure.
Operating off of now, I'm like, what is that return on that investment? That doesn't even make any sense. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. But I do want to celebrate with friends and family.
Yeah.
Because anybody that has to do anything with our relationship, our ups and downs, our times when we thought we were not going to make it out. And if we called you or if you were a part of it, if I had to call you and cry, if he had to vent, we need you to be at this union because that's what it's about. So I want that. We want that. And so we're going to do that next year. But this year we're going to hold on to our date. We're going to, we have an 818. We're really getting married. The parents said, we're not missing this. I don't know what you, I get what you guys are trying to do. My mom was like, my flight's booked. Like, I'm going to see you there.
I love that.
Even if it's at the courthouse. We went to the courthouse, picked up the paperwork, and we're like, it feels like a gel. I can't do it. He's like, let's just go by the water. So we're going to get a little boat right off into the sunset and just get married, do our vows. We got Omar's pastor from high school, his high school coach, Coach Martin, that's going to be our pastor with his wife. We're going to have a little Italian food because vegan Italian, of course. Everybody's going to be vegan on that damn boat. Poor parents. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I love that.
And we're going to just go get married. I don't think anybody knows. So you guys are the first people to know publicly.
By this time, you'll be married.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we'll do the celebration later. So expect the invite and it's going to be far away.
She said we're going out.
We're going out.
Partying.
Yeah, because we
but
like to travel.
At least you're doing it, like, if you're going to spend that much money on a celebration, you should do it
the way you
want
to
do it and not rush it and it'd be
that
like
part,
halfway
and that I didn't
it's like
I
don't
it's
do
not
that.
Worth
it
because like, the ultimate goal is to be married
that right? We've had to have serious therapy when it comes to that, like conversations, like really understand what is the goal here.
What's the goal?
And are we on the same page? Do we want the same things? And like we were talking about yesterday, the type of industry we're in, the guys we've dated, that are you a husband or is this fun? Is this lifestyle? Like you moving towards like, I want to have a family.
Yes.
I can't date these type of men anymore.
Because they'll end up in one way. And I've learned over and over again that, yes, it might look a certain way, feel a certain way just because I've been in this industry for a long time. So it kind of just feels like that's what I'm supposed to do.
Normal.
But then even with the PCOS stuff, like I had to reevaluate all the toxicity from what I put in my mouth to who is around me and what I'm listening to. Mm-hmm. Every single thing. Yeah. Everything is super intentional in my life.
Yeah.
Down to the men I decide
to be with.
To be with. Yeah. And who are you as a person? Who are you going to be as a father? I know since I was a kid that I was going to be a mother. Yeah. I knew since I was a kid I was going to be a wife.
Yeah.
I watched my mom do it incredibly. Yeah. So I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You literally can sit there on a second date with the man
and be like, no,
and be like, I know by the second date usually.
Yeah. Sometimes the first.
Yeah. Really the first. Yeah. Really truly. Like,
yeah. But I might give you one more chance. Yeah. Yeah.
You're kind of cute. You must have been nervous.
He
must have been nervous with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, so really just like finding exactly who this man is and like what his real intentions are, even like maybe things that he says outside of the conversations with you, like listening.
How he treats other people.
How he treats other people. I like pay attention to those kinds of things. And literally, I will say, Omar is literally the man of my dreams because he's my best friend. He is hilarious. And the things that comes out of his mouth about having a family and how what kind of dad he's going to be. He's going to be like throwing the baby across like a football. Like all the things. Just my style. Everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
So I feel excited about the next step and excited about the next level. And I've never done it before, guys. I've never been a wife. There's going to be something new. But it's
that
something
is
that.
Crazy.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
You'll feel the difference. You think you, I think people who like are like living with their partner and they've been together for a long time, you feel like it's just going to be the same. But you really feel a difference when you become a fiance.
Yeah.
You feel that ring goes on your finger and you feel something different. And then when you become a wife, you really feel like, oh, wow.
This
like,
is it.
It's just like a thing that
clicks.
Yeah, it was for some people. I'm not going to say for everybody, for some people.
The engagement definitely switched. And then we went through a really crazy patch right after the engagement.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew that this could really be my husband. I've been with him for a long time. I've always said he's going to be my husband. We all know that.
Yeah.
But it's when you go through the really tough craziness.
And you decide to stick it out.
And you decide. And you choose.
You choose.
We ain't got no other choice, baby.
Well, this is us.
So I'm already knowing, like, and then also, like I said, hearing him say things like, you know, I can't wait for you to be my wife, or you know, even on the phone, that my wife, we're getting health insurance. Like, we're doing all the grown up things now.
Yeah,
just feels different. It feels good, and like peaceful, but also therapy, 100%.
Y'all go together.
We go together. We go separately.
That's important.
But we didn't do that in the beginning because everything genuinely was A-okay.
Fine.
We didn't
have
any issues. You know, it was after the engagement.
Yeah.
Shit went up in flames.
Yeah, because the enemy hates agreement. Uh-huh. He hates the two come together.
Yep.
And so that's why it's like your relationships, even your relationship with God really can't be defined on the things that don't happen, but it's the things that he brought you through.
Period.
That shows that he loves you.
Yeah.
It's not the things he kept you from, but it's the stuff that he brought you through.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
If you can get through something with somebody,
you're like, oh, you're my rider.
Yeah.
I love you.
We don't made it through that, baby.
I love
we're
you.
Good.
Yeah. We're good. Like, if we can get through, but people run from conflict so much and think that they're in healthy relationships because we've never had a conflict.
Yeah.
That's not a healthy
relationship.
Mm-hmm. Your relationship is defined by the obstacles you're able to overcome.
And you grow. Mm-hmm.
And you grow. That's
the connection's crazy.
You only grow in conflict.
In conflict. Yes.
And like in hard times, that's the only, y'all both work out. If you were bench pressing the same weight
over and over,
you would never grow.
Yeah.
You would never get stronger.
It's so true.
You would. It's the same thing
eternally.
Same thing with our body. If you did 50 squats a day, you would never grow. Yeah. You would stay stagnant. Yeah. You would stay the same. Yeah. But in order to grow, you have to put yourself in uncomfortable positions. And I can't marry nobody, and I would advise anybody this. Don't marry nobody you ain't gone through nothing with.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't been through nothing?
Seriously. And those little things, you think that's it.
No. It's not. I'm talking about
like who's taking out the trash? Who's taking out the trash? No, that's not what we're talking about.
Not little stuff.
Putting the toilet seat down,
you'll figure that out. I'm talking about he broke your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you get through that?
Right. Yeah. Can you?
Yeah.
Because people be like, I want to be a wife. I want to be a wife. Okay. Are you ready for him to break your heart? Can you be a wife? Mm-hmm. And he mm-hmm. broke your heart. Can you still be his wife? Because mm-hmm. that will happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're people. We're going to mm-hmm. hurt
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
And just because he has the title of your husband doesn't mean
right.
he's not a
he's
human.
Not a human. Yep. Yeah, right. He's a human. He's yeah. going to hurt you, babe.
Yeah.
And if you're about to be booking it every time he hurts your feelings,
you're not
ready to be in a relationship.
Wow.
It takes work. And wow. it takes
work.
Like serious training. Like anything else. Like you said, with
discipline.
Your body. Yep. And it's fun. Like, it's fun to hear you speak to somebody else that knows what they're talking about, that's certified in this. I want to hear that. I like this therapy session. Yep. I'm having a good time right now.
Yeah, because I
please, because I didn't even, yeah. Now you hear me.
It's only fun when it's about the other person. But when it's about you, you're like, this is the
and when the therapist rips you
Rips.
That is, it's a feeling
that's
like
why I'm
no other.
Like, let me, go get me first. Get and then do
okay.
him.
End on him.
End on him. That I'm going to end, so I'm going to walk out of here on a high note.
Dang.
For sure.
Well, if anybody want to go to therapy with me,
therapy is not fun all the time, but it's
not.
Very
no, it's not so fun,
helpful.
But
it's very helpful.
But it's helpful, and then you just feel better afterwards.
Every time,
I mean, there's not a time.
Even if it's
a hard
session,
exactly.
Yeah.
Even if they really hurt your feelings, you'll go and think about it for the next couple of days. Like, damn, do I really do that?
Yeah,
yeah. And then you learn, and then you change, and you grow.
Yeah,
and it's all good.
Lord,
that's
you know,
the goal.
It's when people stop learning and stop growing and stop deciding to seek help from professionals that. Is when, you know, because older
or
people.
Or seeking their higher self.
Older people,
general.
Too, they don't, you know, they stop learning at a certain age. Like parents and
they
stuff.
They stopped at 30.
They stopped.
That generation.
They choose not to, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's just leave it right there. Let's
like,
just
that sure. generation stopped learning at a certain age. They became wives, mothers, and the same person at 80.
Yeah.
That's
so,
it. Jesus.
Here we are. Learning and growing. Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah.
But you're doing this now. You're setting the tone and the foundation. And then when you and Omar start your family, it will be part of your generational legacy.
That's
therapy is a part of our legacy. Not everybody talks about generational wealth and land and acres and cows. And we got to do this and we got to do that. Are y'all healing? Is that part of your legacy?
Yeah.
Are y'all going to therapy? Are
y'all praying together?
Eating
yep.
Are you praying together?
Do you pray together?
All
like,
that stuff.
Came, we, through the hard stuff, I'm telling you, like, not only therapy, but, like, God. We were on our knees praying together. I've never experienced that in a relationship.
Wow.
Me either.
That's Sundays, good. Every Sunday, we're watching church.
That's good.
Online.
Did you kind of take the lead on that, or did Omar?
No, he did.
Good.
He did. I've always had a relationship with God. It's been very much so him and I. It's conversation, him and I. Everyone else, I don't hear what you guys are talking about. Mm-hmm. This is just me and him. I talk to him when I want to talk to him. He talks to me. And it's been like that. I mean, I grew up Catholic and all the things. Did my communion. Did all the things, you know? Just very spiritual, but also very religious at the same time. Mm-hmm. Nobody can tell me nothing. I live the best version of myself I can be through God, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's where we kind of met at. But he, you know, he's a Christian. Mm-hmm. He grew up Christian. His dad is, loves God as well. And like, he's grew up super religious. And when things kind of were going a little crazy, I didn't realize they were going crazy, but I guess the connection with God just wasn't really there. It was, we were going to church every once a month, if that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We were kind of doing our thing and meditating. Mm-hmm. We were meditating, but like, it wasn't like a crazy connection. And then mm-hmm. he would just be like, oh, first of all, there's like Bibles just ended up at the house. Qurans ended up at the house. Like he's gone in deep, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of I'm there with him. And I find that God is the only thing that really pulled us out of it, really. Wow. I mean, the therapy is amazing and it's awesome, it's a but tool, like, but yeah, it's, yeah. It's definitely like a different connection that I've never had before. And that's why I can like stand on that and just like really feel confident and strong with it, because it's deeper than just our flesh, you know? It's like, good. It's different. And like,
in experiencing prayer, that with your partner,
it's crazy. No, yeah. And prayer, like, every time he leaves the house, or like little things, every time we eat, before we go to bed, like, like we'll look at each other and then like, you know, it's time to pray up. And he's really good at praying, and I'm really freaking good.
Oh, you say good?
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say you were shy. I thought you were about to say I'm really shy.
No, I'm actually,
you say, I'm really good too.
I let it go. Yeah, I let it go.
I know that's
and right. Then he'll be like, damn, man, that was really good. And I'll be like, yeah, yours was good too last week. You know, so yeah, we
good.
It's dope. I like it, and I love the extra connection that we have through God, and it just feels right.
Good.
It's gonna carry you guys along.
I think so too. And our pastor for the wedding, he's the man. He's his coach. He used to be Omar's coach, football coach in high school, and he's gonna be on the boat. And whenever he comes to the house, everybody that comes to the house is always like, feels so calm and peaceful in here. We're mm-hmm. like, it's because we put a lot of work. There's sage mm-hmm. in this thing. We pray in this thing. Like, yeah. There's just good energy in the house. And when Coach Martin came to the house and he was praying over our house, praying over us,
wow.
rebuking anything negative, mm-hmm. rebuking yep. all the things, it's just like a higher level. And we keep it, we maintain that. Like, people can't come in the house with no crazy energy. Yeah. I'm very weird right. about that.
Yeah. yeah.
You start to be real yeah. sacred. Once you get your stuff together,
yeah.
you be like,
you're like, nope.
You can't just let yeah. anyone in your space.
Nope. I'll meet you down the street.
Yeah. yeah. Coffee, literally.
Yeah.
But you can't just come in. Home.
No.
Yeah.
You start to be big real on protective. That. I told my children's father, you can't come on the porch anymore. You have to stay in the driveway.
To the left. Please.
Meet me at the BP.
Oh, yeah. You got it. You can't come to the door.
Oh, you Lord. Can stay in the- Say, that is too close. The porch.
I worked too hard.
Yeah.
yeah. To have my mind
it's
right.
It's true.
Yep. I worked way
too hard. The peace is here.
My children are happy in here.
Yeah.
I am happy yep. in here.
That's just not.
God is in my home
yep.
all the time.
Yep.
You're not about to come in here and disturb yep. that.
No.
That's real.
Because you had the chance, too.
Yep.
yep. You had the chance.
Because if you mess up mine, I'm fucking up yours.
Oh, because yeah. I'm going to him. And he's going to get you.
He's going to get you. I don't got to do nothing.
Right, right.
Nothing.
Leave it to him.
What? You start to be very protective over yeah, your space.
That's true.
All the time. That's important, though. And what you guys are doing, like I said, I've been married. I've been divorced. What you're doing will set you up for a successful marriage
yeah.
and successful family.
Yes.
Because you're putting God as your foundation.
Yes.
You're adding healthy tools like therapy,
yes.
eating right,
yeah.
all these healthy tools that you're adding on top of your foundation
God,
is going
yeah.
to make you successful.
Yeah.
yeah.
And in that, so many other things like this will come from that.
Yeah.
So much is going to come from a healthy foundation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Success and purpose.
Yeah.
That will come with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It feels good. And having him, I don't know if a lot of this stuff would have happened also without him, like, by my side, you know? Having a partner that you can cook the healthier foods with and decide that we're yeah. making this decision.
Listen, we started Tuesdays with this.
I know. Yeah.
Because the way y'all was,
y'all was like, drinking y'all was them bitters.
Ooh. I couldn't keep them down. I couldn't keep the bitters down.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like gasoline with...
Not gasoline.
Like alcohol.
What is it, though?
It's a root. Ooh. It's a root that they...
It cleans your blood.
Yeah, yeah. So it purifies you.
can't they just inject you with it?
No. At that point, I wish they could have. You were like, please. I was like, please pull out the needle.
Yeah.
But there was no way. I had to do it. And then you have to drink it. And then you drink another tea, CMOS tea, which was amazing. I felt like that was my dessert every night. After 12 o'clock, you take herbs take three pills every hour on the hour from like 9 to 12. And then after 12, you don't eat. 9
to noon.
Yes, to noon. 9 a.m. to noon, you're taking herbs. Noon.
No food.
And then then you eat your three grapes.
I remember that. Omar was still mad. I know Candace.
He went to the front office.
Is mad.
Hungry. Little bananas. So they're not, they're the actual real bananas. The organic ones. Because the ones that we get over here in America.
Aren't real.
How are they this big? Because the real ones are this big.
Jesus.
Little bananas. And I've then
never seen a real banana monster.
Something like, Jesus Christ, you know, papaya and alkaline fruits and shit like that. Lord. For breakfast. Lunch. Some type of alkaline meal.
Mm-hmm.
After 12.
But this is from 9 to 12.
After that, we were saving meals. We were like,
did you save a grape? Yeah. So let me get 12 one of your o'clock, grapes. You guys can eat.
And then until the rest of the day. And then you drink CMOS tea at night, which was like our savior. We were
so you're fasting. Your body is healing during that time.
And then during the daytime, all you do is go to the alkaline spring water steam room, steam out for 15 minutes, go out, go back in, and then go into the naturally hot spring pool that they have, and you dip in that. Our videographer was with us. Mm-hmm. He doesn't eat the way we do. He was experiencing this. Poor man. B-roll. He had headaches every single time. His body was going through it.
It was purging.
He was purging. He would go in the pool. You go in the pool, you get a headache because that's how crazy the water is. The water over there.
But that's also powerful. How crazy what is in your body that needs to come out.
Yes.
What are we putting?
You get what I'm saying?
We're getting real crazy with it, and I don't want to turn psychotic with the food and obsessed and all that, but seriously, I want to eventually own a home and grow my own stuff.
Yep.
And just have that there so we know where everything's coming from.
Like, we're on the brink. I need to hire somebody to do it.
I'm not trying to be a gardener.
You see these hands?
Yeah,
no. I don't think that would bring me peace. I don't know. I think cleaning my pool would probably bring me peace or something like that. But the food, getting somebody to come and put something together.
There's a lot of people our age that are doing that.
Yeah. And they're good at it.
A lot of new people.
Like,
young people.
I've seen some black people, but there's this white young mom. She has to be like in her early 30s. Mm-hmm. And she looks very like back in the time. Like, she looks like she's in, I don't even know what time period. But everything is like, she grows, I mean, down to the flower, everything. Though.
That's life goal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's life goal. And I know a lot of people in the industry that are like the goats.
Yeah.
They do the same thing.
Yeah.
And like, they know something.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't crazy.
Right. But they also ain't doing it. So you got to have the money to live that type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
I feel like you could. If you have enough space and some soil. And some organic soil. I learned that too. You know, you have to have organic soil to grow organic. Okay. And the things have to be organic too out the gate. Like the seeds have to be organic. We tried. I'm not really good. I have the worst green thumb ever. We have like plants in the house. I have basil and things like that. They dry out in like 3 days. I am the worst at that. I'm actually So that's something I have to learn.
Yeah.
But that's definitely the goal. And keeping fresh things around, like all the herbs and all that stuff. We also take our herbs still from Dr. Sebi, from that learning all the herbs.
Yeah.
We've kept that up.
Yeah.
In our daily lives as well. So that's like good. Still taking all the herbs,
vitamins and all that.
From the culture's herb and from True Health Love. We order from different places.
Yeah. So what are some things that people can eat like that might be at every grocery store? Like what are some like five
like something start over here in the
like
US.
don't like, get yes. this water but get this water if yeah, they have yeah. it like, what are some things so that they can start off
you
with?
Wanna first great question. I was always a tap water girl because it was free. I on like budget ice, $5 foot long moved to LA like I had nothing so I had no choice but now that I've learned about the pH levels and all that, there's a reason why alkaline water is better. It's because it has minerals, so it's alive. So the purified water that says purified, mm-hmm, clean, what it is dead water. So you're just putting literal. You're really H2O. Not even hydrating. No, you're not hydrating. It's coming in and it's going out, and it's not giving your body any nutrients. So start with that. And I do like, personally, they are more expensive, but I feel like now is the time to, like, if you're really trying to reboot. The glass bottles, yeah. This is not a brand deal.
Where do you get those at?
Whole Foods and like the most expensive places. And it sucks because it is expensive. But like there's ways. Like we have a subscription with Mountain Valley. This is not a brand deal, you guys. We pay this.
Yeah.
Mountain Spring Valley, whatever. The green bottles for the personal ones. And then we get those big jugs and we get those delivered, 3 big ass jugs to the house a month. And we fill up our water bottles, our glass water bottles, because we don't want to put it in plastic because toxins and stuff.
Yeah.
So we just refill our own, and that's what we take every single day. So just the water alone, you're like already starting off on a good foot. You can save that way. You don't have to like buy a new bottle every
there's a way to do it.
$3 or $5 bottle every time.
And then how you get in that industry.
What? The water bottle industry?
Water
I don't know, but it's
because I would really appreciate pH bottles that come the small, you know how like Kroger, like if you get what Kroger now has pH. They have alkaline water. Like really? Their actual water.
Oh, wow. Really?
Does. Yeah. Like Kroger that's great. Brand. But they don't, that's probably more affordable. They don't have the small ones. And I put the small ones in my kids' lunches. So I wish that the kids little could ones. Have.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Yeah. Kids don't be like, we grew up on Doritos and what? Like Red 40 and like
Kool-Aid and what? Spaghetti and
why bologna is sandwiches. That? I want to have kids soon. The thought of that. We've been talking about, like, what are our kids going to eat? Like, our kids are not eating none of this. We're making all the food at the crib. Like, this is crazy. Packing lunches that's so crazy that you said that, because we were just having that conversation about the options for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, they're better now. You'll see more organic things here and there than we did back then. But even as little as water. Yeah. Where's the little water bottle? It's because it's expensive. It doesn't make it's not a good business decision for these massive corporations, I think.
No, it's not.
So I think maybe if we could just find a little glass bottle, get your big glass bottle, refill it, and give that to the kids, and tell the kids, bring back the bottle today. You're bringing right.
Your your subscription, your water subscription. Maybe if those water subscriptions had bottles for kids. Yeah. Maybe it's not a glass bottle, but maybe some sort of bottle that's still healthy that they can reuse that looks like cool, like a kid cup or whatever. Kids love those type of things.
Yeah.
Like, but
and it's they'll drink, but also maybe giving them like the regular size one because it'll force them to drink a little bit more water.
See, that's what I've been putting that in there. But I have for all the parents out there, you can change your kids' habits if you just make it a rule. So in my house, you are not allowed to have anything to drink unless before you had 2 bottles of water. You can't have any juice.
That's so good.
You can't have any milk. You can't have, and I don't do, my kids were doing milk. In my house, they do lactose free milk or we do like oat milk. Yeah, I only have those good. Options.
That's great.
I have ginger ale in my house because that's my vice.
Yeah. I love ginger ale. But ginger ale.
Yeah, it's like ginger ale. Everybody
can have a little bit sometimes.
But that don't keep anything else, like a bunch of juices
and soda.
Now I just noticed that my kids will just naturally go to water now. I rarely hear them ask me
for juice
or
a soda.
Rarely. Like now I just see them. And then Eli came to me after he went, my oldest, and he was like, I think I'm just going to do water for a while. I just want to, you know, clean my just want to try to be a little bit more healthy. So I'm just going to do water for now. And I'll do milk with my cereal.
It's the leading that you've done.
Yeah.
And also the education. Like once they understand why they're drinking the water instead of this, they're going to want to naturally do that. And you're just leading in such a strong way. That's dope.
But it's just make it a rule. You know what I'm saying? Just make it a non-negotiable.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you get why I said no or not.
Right.
I'm going to tell you. Happening. But at the end of the day, this is the rule. And because it's been a rule, it's now a habit for them.
It's natural.
It's a habit. Now there's water bottles all over my couch.
Yeah.
All
you started something.
Waters
look at
are
you
everywhere.
Messing up.
But
water is everywhere.
It's just that's good. Like for parents, they will, if you make it a rule, they will change.
Follow it.
Yeah.
So. I think adding some stuff like alkaline watermelons is good to have at the house too. And the difference between that is just having seeded watermelons with the black seeds instead of having the ones that have no seeds. How do we have a watermelon with no seeds?
It's insane.
Somebody explained it though. I did see a video.
What is it?
On,
tell me.
It was like if you get two of
Genetically modified.
It's like, yeah, but he said it wasn't genetically modified. It was an older black man that was a farmer. And I believed him.
You need to send me that video.
Well, I didn't believe him. It made sense to see what he said. Yes. Yeah, I understood why he said that.
Just having things in your pantry, like go through your pantry. That's another thing. Like, go through and see what you have. Mm-hmm. Read the back.
Absolutely absurd.
Does it have gum in it? Does it have, like, if you can't pronounce it,
the vitamins.
What are you doing? Take it out.
Kids shouldn't be having gelatin vitamins.
Oh, yeah. Gelatin.
I took that away from my kids. You look at the ingredients, you're like,
gum.
What is this?
I'm not going to put gum in my gut. That's crazy.
Crazy.
So taking the time, I think that's helped. Those, like, even just little those, like, little like things. Yep. Go through your pantry. Take a day. Take things out that should not, if I can't read it, if I don't understand. And then also a little key. Obviously, plant-based milks like oat milk is really good, like you mentioned. Instead of having regular milk, milk is going to be mildew. Disgusting. And it's just
pus of
another animal.
Ooh.
That you're ingesting and you're eating with your sugar cereal. You know, just be aware of those kinds of things.
Ew, milk.
Not necessarily be aware of those kinds of things. I am not a doctor. I'm not a professional.
Seriously.
These are the things that have helped me.
Yeah.
I've cut these things, and this is what has helped.
Yeah.
You said five. I gave you four. But there's really so much. There's really so much.
And just take maybe one thing out of the pantry at a time.
Yeah.
Just don't buy that one thing anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I don't buy...
Soda. After taking soda out, and I stopped that, like, maybe 9 years ago. Like, I lost, like... As a kid, I lost, like,
for sure.
So much just off of not drinking Sprite. It was Sprite.
For sure.
I used to love Sprite. Sprite was my thing, yeah. Sprite and Gatorade. You can make natural Gatorade with here's another one. Instead of regular limes, use key limes because they're smaller and they're the better version.
They're alkaline.
Mm-hmm. I'm just with the alkaline vibe. Yeah. I feel like my skin is super clear from it. And it gives me way more energy. So in the morning, I like to wake up, drink my alkaline water down as much as I can because I've had to learn how to drink more water throughout the day. Omar is a water hoarder, and he loves to drink. I had to, like, kind of learn that. He's like, how are you going to function when you're dry inside? I'm like, what are you talking about, fam?
When you're dry inside.
You got no water running through.
Gotta get them on over here on the pod, the guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah, nice to meet the podcast. Yeah. They're going crazy on the male side. You guys are dominating the women's side. It's just really, dope to see. Yeah. And I don't do podcasts. I'm just like watching you guys like, this is so cool. I watched them in the living room having these conversations all the time. I'm just like, this shit is so entertaining. Like, nobody ever gets to hear none of this. And then even our conversations, we have some crazy conversations.
Our girl talk,
So to see it and for people to get an insight on what really be happening in these conversations is just a beautiful thing to watch.
I will never forgive her for introducing me to Seaspiracy. I still have
Oh my God. There's a in my brain.
Was I the one?
Yes. Yeah. That's when Honey was sick. Remember when Honey was a puppy?
She had parvo and we brought her back to life. My little honey girl.
Yeah.
But
we were sitting
over there watching Seaspiracy, and it's still hard for me to eat certain stuff.
Why were we watching Seaspiracy? Because
it was new
and
it came out.
We were watching that, and we watched the gymnastic documentary. We watched that. It was like all depressing stuff.
The creep.
The creep, yeah.
But Seaspiracy changed you guys.
Oh, that changed.
That's
crazy.
If it don't say wild caught... I don't even like fish.
Even then, the parasites and all that. Icky.
Jesus. All right, so before we go, TT.
Wait.
We got two questions.
What's the questions?
It's deep now.
What is it?
You might have to cut it out if you don't want to answer.
What? Cut it.
Something about your past.
Oh, my God.
That we pulled up on Google.
Oh, my God. What could it be?
You got me
shaking in my boots.
Don't do that. Now they all gonna be on the internet like.
I'm just kidding.
Please don't.
It's literally, what do you know for sure?
What do I know for sure?
And what are you saying no to for sure? K-N-O-W and N-O.
What do I know for sure? Trust the journey It sounds so typical to say, but like I said, we start, I'm speaking off of experience. I started as a dancer and this is my first book and I'm sitting here and it's physical, it's in its physical form and it's sitting here and I'm on a podcast with you speaking to millions of women. Like just that alone, like, it could seem a little confusing sometimes and it could seem like it's taking you through the back way and you don't know what, but just stay true.
It'll
to
make sense.
Yeah, yeah. Stay true to who you are and keep God first and move with purpose and with, and I trust the process because it's not always going to look so damn squeaky clean.
Yeah,
trust the process because there's been times I've been in the dark, like there's no, the success is just never going to come.
Ooh,
I know that.
Knowing that I'm a successful person, when is it going to come? You know, so that's what I know for sure. Didn't have to go that deep, but
yeah, there. That's good.
And then what do I?
What are you saying no to for sure? Like a hard non-negotiable.
What do I say no to? Honestly, anything toxic. So that could be that could be pizza. No, I love for pizza. Sure. It could be people. It could be friends. It could be family.
Yeah.
It could be anything that is going to be a distraction. Yeah. Be the devil. Those things we gotta rebuke, and we can't let them in our ears. We can't see them. Mm-hmm. We can't digest them. We got to let it go. So that's a no for me.
Yeah, a no for me.
Toxic shit has got to go.
Yeah.
Peace, harmony, happiness, health, and love.
And love, baby.
Love that.
But you were I was thinking.
What? Oh, so you guys weren't listening. You were thinking about it. What is it? Tell me.
I was listening.
I think this is like so much
Your
fun.
Non-negotiable is pizza.
I have you up so much fun.
Your non-negotiable is pizza.
No, she said, y'all weren't listening. I said, I was listening. You said no to pizza. I was being funny because she meant to say people. See, I was listening.
Yes, you were.
All in all.
Ooh, all in all.
Say no to pizza.
Say no to pizza.
Oh, unless it's vegan.
It
and even
guess.
Then, it's...
Oh, I know. God,
there's so many like, things.
Okay. No. Yes. What do I know for too sure? Much too much. About. It's chickpeas, like, I do my best.
Chickpeas is good.
Like, look.
Chickpeas and chickpeas
are not organic at all. I should have just got the damn pizza.
I just be praying like, God, put an organic filter in my body. Everything I put in my mouth, please. Make it alkaline.
That would be so nice.
I really
if you had an alkaline filter.
Wow. Can we make one?
What makes things alkaline?
Higher on the pH level, potential hydrogen, less acid, less acidic. Acidic will... Sizzle
so
you
is
up.
Is it expensive to make things alkaline?
I think I want to say all alkaline things are all natural from the ground.
Yeah, they're all natural.
They're non GMO.
It's cheaper to GMO it, and it's less shelf time.
Yes, so it goes bad quicker. It's just the most natural form that came from the ground and not touched by humans.
We need a short shelf grocery store.
And it, you know, it probably takes time
short
to grow.
Short shelf.
Right. Short shelf.
An alkaline section. Yeah. That would be so.
Just a
listen,
short.
Listen, Whole Foods. Listen, John's. Listen, Vaughn's.
Right. Anybody.
Listen,
Publix. Kroger.
Publix.
I don't care where you are.
Please.
We need a.
Have a section for us. We would be. I'm always going around trying to find chickpea pasta.
Yeah.
Chickpea this. We go to three different grocery stores.
Yeah.
Every week. Like, no, we don't have time for it, but like, we've had to make time just to like be able to eat. Clean. Ooh, it takes a little bit more effort.
For sure. My bad. That was on you. My fault.
You still didn't go.
Alkaline
you
store.
You thought. Little rain.
No, I'm done.
I'm thinking.
What I know for sure is that you need to be your own advocate. You need to know
for
your
whatever,
body and advocate for yourself.
Whatever you believe
and
for
don't,
yourself.
And if a doctor says one thing and that doesn't make you feel comfortable, go find another doctor and keep searching, keep doing your research. Don't put your destiny in one person's hands like that. You need to go do your own research.
Yep.
You need to find out what's going on
with
your
body.
With your body.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take no for an answer. If you know something's wrong, don't just be like,
okay,
nothing's wrong. Like,
no,
do the work. And I'm gonna say no to not being intentional about eating healthy. Like, I want to stay intentional, so I'm not just gonna be frivolously just eating stuff with no intent.
For sure,
that's good.
More intentional
because food is nourishment.
Yeah,
so that's good.
That was my no, making sure I like. No, I'm not just going to go back to being like, okay, oh well, frivolously just eating and doing whatever. Like, no, I'm going to stay healthy. I'm going to keep working out. and get better and better and better. Even when you backslide, y'all, don't be so hard on yourself. Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to change 30 years of habit in a week.
Right.
You know, so it takes so much time to change your lifestyle, especially.
Don't do it overnight either.
Yeah.
One thing at a time.
Jesus. You're like, I'm going to be alkaline forever. And then you aren't. And then you get depressed.
A good tip for that.
And you find yourself with Cheez-Its in the bed.
That's true. A good tip.
With a
start Tuesdays and Thursdays. Start Tuesdays and Thursdays because Monday you can eat whatever. Tuesdays you do the right thing. Wednesdays you're like, ooh, fuck. Yesterday was hard. I'm going to just do this.
Yeah.
Thursday you're like, ooh, I'm preparing for that. So but that's how we started for like a year. It didn't start cold turkey. It started with Tuesdays and Thursdays. And
that's
then
cool.
It slowly was like, I'm trying to be vegan tomorrow. You're trying to eat plant-based tomorrow? Cool. Because I'm not trying to.
It slowly
and
went into that naturally.
And then you start noticing the difference. So just off of what you said.
Yeah.
It'll take
slowly.
Time.
I love that.
And give yourself grace.
Yeah. I love that. What are you saying though, too?
I was trying to get out of here.
I said, so yeah.
Gotcha.
That was my no to. What I know for sure is you're such a bird. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
I have to do it. You have to.
Get it together.
I know for sure that God can surprise you with the end goal. Like,
ooh.
I did not move to Atlanta thinking I was about to be on this couch with
Jesus
my best friend.
Christ.
Doing a podcast.
Lord have mercy.
And with Candace 10 years later, right? You know what I mean?
Ooh-wee.
The end goal, God can surprise you with your end goal. Like, don't be so set on this idea that you had of when I was 7, I always wanted, or when I was this, or when in high school, I still do all the things. I still take vocal lessons and I haven't put out music in years.
Right.
Like, I just love music.
That's okay.
You still dance. You still go to salsa night. Like, you still have your talent, like your gifts. I still do stand up, but this is a part of the purpose. Like, all of those things got me to this couch for a bigger purpose that is to honestly glorify God with my gifts. So,
man, that's so
good. You're healing a lot of people, and you've helped me through a lot of things, too.
Thanks, TT.
I don't know if this is time to say it, but that one call, you prayed for me. I cried. I'm on the road. She's like, I just feel like I need to pray over you right now.
But it was specifically you and Omar.
Specifically him and I. And I'll never forget that. And I don't know why I just said that, but I just want to say, you know, I don't take what y'all doing out here for granted. And
thank you.
You're really, really changing the world. And it's the shit. No, for sure. They know for sure.
For sure.
And I'm just
we
happy
know
to
for
be
sure
here.
That we know
and
nothing.
That's going to be, listen, if y'all don't go get this book, I think every woman should have it.
Are these ours?
She said,
She's like, no, we're yours.
I am going to
cash app you. I want my book.
I think this is
I'm supporting my friend.
I love you.
For people to
this
know.
Is a gift. Yeah. And
I
it's
want
good
the book.
Just
yeah.
To, listen, if you're a woman in the reproductive age, it's always good to balance out your hormones.
Yeah.
This is what it's for. You don't necessarily have to have PCOS, even for men.
Mm-hmm.
Omar's making these recipes with me.
Right.
He's eating this food and he's got muscles for days. You're not lacking anything. You're not lacking protein.
Yeah.
Protein comes from vegetables as well. We just have to eat more of them. There's little things like that. There's so many gems in this book, y'all. I kept learning things and kept adding things, and that's why it took so damn long. It's been almost 2 years. I thought I was going to get it done in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Literally, when I went to Honduras.
Right way. I've made my book in 2 weeks.
No.
You see what happened with that?
No.
Okay, I'm just saying, you did the right thing.
That's
my book.
Stop.
14 days.
Ooh, no, well, I saw you writing in.
You see how that. Ooh, wee. She said, thought it was going to take 2 weeks. Ooh,
I think
we
should just put that to bed. This book is great. This is a great book. And everybody should
get it. I'm saying you
and
did it the
you
right way.
If you are watching this, you need to go to, what's the website, Candace?
PCOS with Candace.
With Candace.com. You need to purchase your book. If you have young daughters, teenagers, get this book for your teenager. Let them introduce them to their reproductive system and let them know
start from young.
Yeah. If I had a daughter, a teenager, she would be getting this book.
Absolutely.
And I'd read it.
Full recipes.
Until you're done with that, and give me a book report.
That's good. Or have her cook some of the recipes in there.
Absolutely.
Try some of the workouts. And also there's an e-guide in there that's a little bit cheaper. It has 25 recipes instead of 50. So if you're on your tablet and you don't want to carry the book, it's easier to do that. So there's the e-guide version and the hard copy.
Sorry. Okay. I saw this.
We're done.
Okay.
Go get the book. Candace, thank you for sharing your journey. You're going to help so many people. So many women with this, in the same way that you were giving us our flowers, you need to hear the exact same. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, like, I appreciate that. Right, and thank you for having me. I love y'all so much.
You did so good.
Shimmy, shimmy, shake, shake. Oh my God. Yeah. Do, finish how we started. All right, we gotta go.
Right, love you, bye.
Love you guys. Love y'all.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.